This is Space Kate. I'm now at the Grand Central Station in Napoli. It's the last, well, yesterday was the last day of the IAC, but that hasn't stopped me meeting interesting people. And with me is Talina, who's going to tell me a little bit about Astronomers Without Borders. Now, this is a new thing to me, and probably some of the people listening may not know anything about it either. So can you just give us a rough outline of, you know, what it actually is?
Yes, basically Astronomers Without Borders, I should start with the motto so it gives some more meaning. So our motto is actually one people, one sky, which means that we all are humans and we share the same sky. And if you take the name of the organization, the Without Borders, so our AWB is a network of consisting, so far we have about 44 to 46 countries, and with national coordinators, and they have their own team working. And the idea is that we do kind of like the same efforts, but without like being too local, we have a global network and we do things together to make a bigger impact.
So you're kind of harnessing the knowledge from people all around the world and then sharing that with each other.
Exactly. And the way we started it, actually, the AWB founded in 2007 in California, but it really kicked off during the latter part of International Year of Astronomy. IYA 2009 gave a good, it created a very good network, and so we enhanced that, and we try to keep it going, because everyone was really pumped up and wanted to do things more. And so AWB kind of gathered all the people together who were really active, and then put them in a one single network, and that's why we are kind of getting really, really busy with so many variety of projects, starting from astrophotography, dark skies, and astronomy for people without disabilities, and even, you know, combining art and science. We have an astro art program, and of course observational programs as well.
So can you tell me a bit about the dark skies program?
Yes, so our docs, for each of these sections, or rather like programs or the topics or whichever way you find it, we have an appointed person to lead it. So our dark sky efforts are led by Connie Walker. She's the director of Globe at Night. So for the dark sky program, we have Globe at Night, NOAO, and International Dark Sky Association collaborated with us.
And this is something to try and ensure that we secure some of the darkness so we can actually see the stars. I mean, I'm from London, so I don't really get to do much in the way of astronomy because it's just so bright.
Exactly. And the other thing is we have the T1 project, the World at Night project, which does astrophotography. So, and these guys, we have photographs around the world, and some of them are from the darkest skies on Earth. And because our network actually reach all the most polluted area and the least polluted area, so we can give a really good overview of, you know, what people are missing. So we combine at times these two projects and create, like, for example, we have a astrophotography competition to show the dark skies and the polluted skies. And so,
to show us what we're all missing, so make us really jealous, in other words.
Yes, exactly. But so because of the network reached so many areas, so many different areas, so we have a really good idea of what people are missing in the polluted area. So and the people who are working with us are, like, for example, the dark sky, it's Connie Walker, and she's the dark sky person. And what we do at AWB is we have created the network, and so whenever somebody has a really good project idea or a really good already running project, so we invite them to come and collaborate with us so they can reach a better audience. So and then you reach, like, not only, like, you know, the usual places where people have, like, you know, internet and so on, but we reach, like, really, really rural areas as well. So you can, if you have a good project running or a message you want to get across, so you can use your network.
And you were mentioning something about people looking at the skies actually not so much without borders, but right beside borders.
Yes, some of the observational programs, especially like we have one for eclipses and for seasons and so on. But most of the time we collaborate with an organization called STAPIS. And the idea here is to get people to their borders and then do some sidewalk astronomy or observation, but in the borders, so they can actually, they can't really see each other. At times they can, mm-hmm. but then they connect through Facebook or Twitter or even their Skype, but they're like a few kilometers away, but they're divided by a border, but they're connected through astronomy, through Skype. So I think one of the most interesting event we had in this category is the STAPIS event through at the India and Pakistan border, where you had like tons of people and then lots of security around. But so it was really nice to see you know countries who have lots of political troubles, mm-hmm. who can't really go to the other one. I mean, so but you know,
I guess that must have really confused the security people. Like, well, these people suddenly turn up at the border, stop and look up.
Yeah, and of course, getting telescope is a pretty hard but it's really fascinating. And then they realize politicians realize the importance of mm-hmm. you know, how a subject like astronomy can connect to, you know, to make the world better. And I think we are really lucky in that way, that we use astronomy to make the world a better place.
You'll have to forgive us slightly giggling there as we try to find a quiet place in the Grand Central Station, which was probably a little optimistic of us. But yeah, the cleaners have gone by, we've had the screaming children go by, but I was determined to speak to you a bit about this, because it does sound like a fascinating project. Yeah. So, I mean, who can get involved? I mean, I don't know much about astronomy. Obviously, I'm addicted to space and I'm very interested in it, but I don't know very much. Is that okay? Can I still come and join the fun?
Yes, of course. It's not, we are not an outreach organization, or we don't really educate. I mean, it's not kind of like, okay, let's do a star party or so, but we are more like networking and connecting, so anybody can get involved. Anyone is welcome. So that's why we ended up, I mean, we don't really have any paid membership. I mean, we have support from members, but membership is free for anybody. That's why we ended up like with a huge network. And so even like whatever the background you come from, once you come into the AW family, you'll find so many different people from different backgrounds, different cultures. So it's very mixed group.
And maybe I could find some, for example, I want to go into my local school and tell them about some of the experiences I've been having with space and meeting astronauts and things like that. But I could maybe find some activities that I could pass on to them.
Exactly. So like, if you want to do something locally, then there are activities you want to, you know, do, and then we have them. And not only that, I mean, I think the one of the important things is some of the members, actually, when they have like really good ideas, mm-hmm. you whenever, especially it's like, for example, at IAC, you come across so many different people, so many different project ideas, so many different this mm-hmm. awesome brainstorming sessions, but sometimes it's really hard to, you know, make them happen. Mm. And so what we do is we if we come across, or if we actually see somebody with a really good idea, we help them to actually make it happen. So like anybody from, I mean, regardless of what background you are from, if you have a really cool project idea, so we are more than welcome to, you know, make it happen and, you know, create a good project.
So how do we get in touch with you? Where do we find you?
In terminals.
Yeah, when we're not lurking around in train stations and you're dashing around the world, I mean, do you have a web presence or something we can look up?
Yes, so to find more about Astronomers Without Borders, just type in www.astronomerswithoutborders.org or just Google it, and then you can learn more about the organization and the projects we have and how to get involved. And if you guys are on Twitter, you can follow me on Thilina H.
What we'll do is the title of this, I'll put your Twitter handle and then people can find you directly. Great. Right. Thank you ever so much.
Thanks.